2020 was supposed to be a turning point for those trying to ban single-use plastics like grocery bags. 8 states, including California and New York, and hundreds of local governments had approved bans on plastic bags. And federal legislation was introduced to reduce certain single-use plastic products. But many of those plastic bag bans have been put on hold during this pandemic. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
It's not easy to create a new habit, like bringing your own bags to buy groceries, even for someone like Dan Donovan. He's spokesman for Pittsburgh-based Giant Eagle and has been working to reduce single-use plastic bags at the regional supermarket chain.
But even myself, I can't tell you the number of times that I've walked into a Giant Eagle and thought, shucks, I forgot my bags back in my car.
In January, Giant Eagle made an effort to help people remember. It offered incentives to customers with reusable bags, with a goal to eliminate single-use plastic bags in all its stores by 2025. A number of the chain stores in Pittsburgh and Ohio started a pilot program in January that removed plastic bags from checkouts.
We actually helped eliminate 20 million single-use plastic bags from entering our landfills or otherwise cluttering our community, so we're very excited about that.
But when COVID-19 hit in February and March, things changed.
And all of us were just uncertain. I mean, we're just concerned and we were scared, to be quite frank. So at Giant Eagle, you know, it became about prioritizing. We brought the plastic bags back in and we asked customers not to bring in their own reusable bags.
Other supermarket chains did the same. States, including California, New York, and New Hampshire, backed off bans on certain single-use plastics, as did many cities like Philadelphia and Chicago. Reusables were being associated with the possible spread of the virus, while single-use plastics seemed cleaner and less likely to carry disease. Researcher Robert Hale says this general idea by many people was not an accident.
There was a fairly organized campaign among plastic manufacturers and related industries to basically infer that reusable plastics did indeed present some sort of COVID-related health risk.
Hale is a professor in environmental chemistry at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. He points to a well-publicized letter by the Plastics Industry Association, which asked the Centers for Disease Control to speak out against bans on single-use plastics as a public safety risk. The letter said reusable bags can carry viruses and bacteria that can spread throughout a store in, quote, study after study after study.
But when you say study after study after study, you start thinking, well, there's, you know, a basket full of them. Well, yeah, there were 3.
In an opinion piece he wrote in the journal Environmental Health and Technology, Hale said that none of the studies were specifically relevant to the transmission of coronavirus.
I think these studies that are cited point out that there is a potential issue from reusable bags, but it's probably not so much from COVID, but the fact that you need to wash these things every once in a while and don't put your gym socks in with your groceries.
The CDC does not have specific guidance on reusable grocery store bags. The Plastics Industry Association declined to comment for the story, but there's no specific research yet on whether coronavirus can live on reusable bags.
Seems to be a very unlikely route of transmission.
Dr. Jody Sherman is associate professor of epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health. She's one of more than 115 public health experts, including virologists and food packaging safety specialists, who signed a statement on this issue, which was released by Greenpeace USA. It assures retailers and consumers that single-use plastics are not safer than reusables to prevent spread of coronavirus.
So really what we have are case reports and case studies. I know of none that have tied anywhere in the world an outbreak or transmission of SARS-CoV-2 through reusable bags.
Meanwhile, California has reinstated its plastic bag ban, and New York is expected to start enforcing its ban this month. In Pennsylvania, Wendell Young leads the local union that represents more than 20,000 supermarket workers, including cashiers and baggers at Giant Eagle. Young says the initial fear of reusable bags has been tempered with more information.
I'm okay with customers using reusable bags. We are, as a union, okay with that. We just don't want our members handling them. We're not going to do it because we don't know how they were cared for. We don't know what those bags might be carrying with them.
Some grocery chains have already started allowing customers to bring in reusable bags again, including Giant Eagle, which welcomed them back last month. Customers with reusable bags are asked to use self-checkout and bag their own groceries. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.